Painted Brain presents a Painted Brain blog. Is Limerence a Mental Health Condition? By Anna Cattrall, September 29, 2023, Lifestyle and Culture, Mental Health. Welcome, dear readers, to a captivating exploration of the enigmatic realm of limerence and its potential implications on our delicate mental health. Brace yourselves for an exciting journey as we venture into the depths of this intriguing phenomenon. But before we dive headlong into our discussion, let us first familiarize ourselves with the essence of limerence. Definition of limerence. Brief overview of its impact on mental health. Now that we have a rudimentary understanding of what limerence entails, it's time to grasp its potential repercussions on our precious mental well-being. Picture this. Imagine being in a constant state of emotional turbulence where every interaction with your beloved triggers a whirlwind within your soul. The impact can be far-reaching, infiltrating various aspects of life, such as work productivity, social relationships, and overall psychological equilibrium. The intensity and unpredictability associated with limerence can create immense emotional distress if left unaddressed or misunderstood. It is important to note that while limerence has distinct characteristics that differentiate it from love or infatuation, its influence on mental health extends beyond mere semantics. Understanding the intricacies and potential consequences is crucial in navigating this complex terrain. Understanding limerence. Exploring the origins and history of the term. Limerence, my friend, is indeed a captivating phenomenon. The term itself was coined by psychologist Dorothy Tenov in her 1979 book, Love and Limerence: The Experience of Being in Love. However, the concept of limerence has long fascinated thinkers and poets throughout history. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet? Classic limerence. The passionate yearning and all-consuming desire showcased in their tragic tale perfectly embody this intense emotional state. It wasn't until Tenov came along that limerence was formally recognized as a distinct experience separate from love or infatuation. Differentiating limerence from love and infatuation. Now, my dear reader, let's unravel the intricate threads that set limerence apart from its close companions, love and infatuation. Picture this. You're walking down the street when suddenly your heart skips a beat as you catch sight of someone who seems absolutely extraordinary. It could be their dazzling smile or mesmerizing eyes. Ah, infatuation. It's like being under a spell. You're captivated by their charm, but often lack deep connection or substantial knowledge about them. Now, love, on the other hand, is built upon mutual trust, respect, and commitment. It takes time to blossom into something beautiful. Limerence? Oh, it's an entirely different creature. Limerence is an overwhelming obsession with someone. Your mind becomes consumed by thoughts of that person day in and day out. But unlike love, limerence always ends. It always has an expiration date. It transcends mere attraction or fleeting feelings. It assumes control over your every waking thought. There you have it. A glimpse into understanding what limerence truly means. But fret not, for there is much more to explore on this beguiling topic. Symptoms and characteristics of limerence. Intense preoccupation with the object of affection. When it comes to limerence, it's like the mind becomes a prisoner of intense infatuation. Those experiencing limerence find their thoughts constantly fixated on the person they're infatuated with. It's as if their brain has been hijacked, unable to escape the clutches of this powerful obsession. Every waking moment seems consumed by thoughts of their beloved. Their smile, their voice, even the smallest gestures become subjects of endless contemplation. This preoccupation can be so overwhelming that it starts to impact everyday life, distracting individuals from work or other obligations. Heightened emotional response to perceived reciprocation or rejection. The emotional roller coaster ride in limerence is quite remarkable. The intensity of emotions experienced by those caught in its grip is unparalleled. When they believe that their feelings are reciprocated, a surge of euphoria floods through their veins, lifting them on clouds of joy and excitement. It's like fireworks exploding within their souls. However, on the flip side, when there is even a hint of rejection or indifference from the object of affection, these individuals plummet into a sea of despair and heartache. Their emotions become hypersensitive to any perceived change in attention or affection from the person they desire, intrusive thoughts and fantasies about the person. One cannot talk about limerence without mentioning its intrusive nature. Intrusive thoughts are like uninvited guests that barge into one's mind without warning or consent. They invade every corner and crevice with persistent fantasies involving the object of affection, imagining romantic encounters, picturing future scenarios together, an entire alternate reality woven solely by one's imagination. These intrusive thoughts become an incessant soundtrack playing in one's mind, often at the most inconvenient times. They can be both thrilling and maddening, as they maintain a firm grip on one's consciousness, making it difficult to focus on anything else. Limerence is indeed a tumultuous mental state characterized by its distinct symptoms and characteristics. The intense preoccupation, heightened emotional responses to perceived reciprocation or rejection, and the intrusive thoughts and fantasies about the person all contribute to the unique experience of limerence. These aspects of limerence showcase its undeniable impact on an individual's mental and emotional well-being. Neurochemical basis of limerence. Role of dopamine in reinforcing feelings of attraction. Dopamine, the chemical messenger of pleasure and reward. When it comes to limerence, this neurotransmitter plays a crucial role in keeping those butterflies fluttering in our stomachs. You see, whenever we are attracted to someone, our brain releases a surge of dopamine. This surge creates an intense feeling of pleasure and reinforces the attraction we feel towards that person. It's like a delicious slice of chocolate cake for our brain. It wants more. So, every time we interact with our limerent object, yes, that's the fancy term for the person who has captured our attention, dopamine floods our system to make us crave their presence even more. Influence of serotonin on obsessive thinking patterns. Now let's talk about serotonin, the neurotransmitter often associated with mood regulation and maintaining stable mental health. In limerence, however, serotonin takes on a slightly different role. As we find ourselves obsessively thinking about and fantasizing over our limerent object day in and day out, serotonin levels may drop. This decrease in serotonin can contribute to those incessant thoughts looping in our minds like a catchy song on repeat. It's as if our brain becomes fixated on this person, unable to think about anything else or escape from the clutches of their allure. Impact of norepinephrine on increased energy levels and focus. When under the spell of limerence, have you ever noticed how your energy levels skyrocket? Well, thank norepinephrine for that burst. This neurotransmitter is responsible for triggering an increase in energy levels and enhancing focus. In simpler terms, it amps up your drive and motivation to seek connection with your limerent object. With higher norepinephrine levels coursing through your veins, you might find yourself feeling more alive and motivated to pursue interactions with the person who has captured your heart. It's that extra push that keeps you going, even when faced with obstacles or setbacks. The neurochemical basis of limerence is a fascinating interplay of dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine. These neurotransmitters team up to create an intense cocktail of attraction, obsession, and heightened energy. It's like the brain's way of saying, "Hey there, this person is special. Pay attention." However, it's important to remember that while these neurochemicals play a significant role in limerence, they are just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to understanding this complex emotional state. Limerence as a mental health condition, examining its inclusion in psychiatric literature. Psychologists and psychiatrists have long deliberated on whether limerence should be recognized as a distinct mental health condition. While some experts argue that limerence deserves its place in the psychiatric lexicon due to its profound impact on individuals' emotional well-being, others remain skeptical. Those in favor of acknowledging limerence as a condition suggest that it represents an extreme form of infatuation, characterized by obsessive thoughts, heightened emotions, and an intense longing for reciprocation. However, critics contend that these experiences are within the normal spectrum of human emotion and should not be pathologized. Co-occurrence with other mental health conditions. Limerence often coexists with other mental health conditions, such as obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, depression, or anxiety disorders. The connection between limerence and OCD is particularly noteworthy due to the shared features of intrusive thoughts and repetitive behaviors. Individuals experiencing limerence may find themselves engaging in compulsive behaviors, like constantly checking their crush's social media profiles or excessively seeking reassurance from others about their feelings. Moreover, limerence can also act as a symptom or precursor to depression or anxiety disorders. The constant rumination and uncertainty associated with limerent feelings may contribute to feelings of sadness, hopelessness, or excessive worry. Treatment options for individuals experiencing limerence. Psychotherapy approaches are commonly adopted to address the underlying issues associated with limerence. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, can help individuals challenge irrational thoughts related to their crush and develop coping strategies to manage their emotions effectively. Dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, may be beneficial for those struggling with intense emotional regulation difficulties commonly observed in cases of limerence. In more severe cases, medication interventions targeting associated symptoms, such as anxiety or depression, may be considered to provide temporary relief and support the therapeutic process. Coping strategies for managing limerent feelings. While professional treatment is essential, individuals experiencing limerence can also adopt various coping strategies to manage their intense emotions. Developing self-awareness through journaling or self-reflection can aid in recognizing patterns and triggers associated with limerence. Additionally, engaging in healthy distractions like pursuing hobbies, exercise, or spending time with loved ones can help redirect attention away from obsessive thoughts. Practicing mindfulness and cultivating a sense of self-compassion are also beneficial in reducing the impact of limerent feelings on overall well-being. Conclusion. Navigating the complex world of limerence requires acknowledging the diverse perspectives within the psychiatric community regarding its classification as a mental health condition. While debate exists surrounding its inclusion in diagnostic manuals, it is evident that limerence greatly affects individuals' emotional and psychological well-being. By understanding the co-occurrence with other mental health conditions, exploring treatment options like therapy and medication interventions, and adopting coping strategies for managing intense emotions, individuals experiencing limerence can find hope and relief from its overwhelming grip. With proper support and self-care practices, it becomes possible to navigate this intense emotional landscape towards personal growth and fulfillment. Thanks for listening. You can find more blogs at paintedbrain.org.